Room Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Red Room Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser. Mike Hopkins is distributing of all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products and Classic Air Cleaners. South Market Street, Brennan, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're going to talk Blinn Buccaneer football, and we'll have open lines tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. And props going out to our sports line band, Heine Manush, and his all-star band. And as always, our sports line mascot, Mookie the Badger, the Rabid Badger, on the Brenham Sports Line. And we've got open phones coming up in the second half of the program. Talk about anything you want to talk about, especially the Houston Astros. We'll talk about the Astros coming up here in the second half of the program. But right now, here on the Brenham Sports Line, we are going to talk Blinn Buccaneer football. As in studio with us is Coach Ryan Mahon and a couple of members of the Blinn Buccaneers, and we'll talk with the players coming up here in just a minute. But right now, Coach Mahon, first of all, welcome back to the program.
Oh gosh, thanks for having us.
Great to have you here, and of course, most immediately, congratulations. Nice win this past Saturday against one of the top-ranked teams in the nation. They come into Cub Stadium, and the Buccaneers take care of business.
You know, I was really proud of our kids. I was proud of our coaches. I think everybody really answered the call. We played a very complete game, very few errors, and, you know, all three phases of the game we took care of.
And it really you guys got off to a good start, and really didn't seem to stumble at all in this ball game.
Well,
really,
actually, in the very beginning, we did stumble a little bit. We went three and out. We snapped the ball to the punter's head. But then after that, we kind of got back on track. And I was really proud of the kids handling that adversity early and then really getting back and going strong.
And also, I thought a nice way to come back after a disappointing road trip 2 weeks earlier. This was the kind of Buccaneer team we wanted to see coming back after that trip to Trinity Valley.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, that Trinity Valley game, it's going to stay with me probably for the rest of my career. And these kids, it's, you know, it's one time where they have to face them like that. We didn't play our best game, but then we had 2 weeks to kind of get things back in order and back on track. And our kids, they really did a great job of focusing for those 2 weeks and then leading up to the game time and then executing the game plan.
But the great thing about this this conference is that even if you stub your toe once, you can still turn around and take care of your own business, and that's exactly what this football team did this past Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, we try to stay, keep our focus just at one game at a time. They've done a really good job of doing that this last week, and we're going into, you know, the Cisco week, and it's a big week because it's the very next game, you know, and I think our kids are maturing through the process. They had the Trinity Valley hiccup, and they don't want another one. And they're going to stay focused this week.
And you mentioned that you know that the most important game is the one that's coming up. That's what you've been preaching all season long, and for the last several seasons, that has been your philosophy. And how's this team embraced that each week?
Well, I mean, up till the Trinity Valley game, I think they did a really great job. And then, like we said, it slipped a little bit. But then, I mean, this NEO team was a very, very, very good team that we faced. And our kiddos, they showed up and they played lights out.
And as you look down the road, really, the Bucs are basically in control of their own destiny.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, every game we have control of that, and then we can shape the rest of our season, excuse me, to be quite honest with you. But We got to worry about Cisco for right now.
Right. And what are some of the things about Cisco coming up that you're going to be working on?
Well, yeah, just their scheme in general. They do base out of a 425, and they're spread-oriented. They've got John Kitna's son at quarterback, who's been doing a pretty decent job offensively. I think they're averaging 39 points, something like that, a game. So they can move it around a little bit. And defensively, they don't want you to run. I mean, they're going to blitz you. They're going to make you feel uncomfortable, try and get you off your game. So we got to be prepared for that. And then we also travel to Cisco. It's the farthest away game we've got so far this year. And we got to be ready for that as well.
I find it hard to believe John Kitna has a son old enough to be playing college football.
He sure does. For the Cisco Wranglers.
Wow. Wow. So far, how have you been? How impressed have you been as far as the team, as far as coming together, as far as, you know, just start as gelling as a unit?
You know, if you would have said this in the first week, I've been like, man, I don't know how it's going to go. But every week they've gotten better and better and better, and they've gotten closer. At this point, I really do see them as a tight knit family. I mean, I'm sure we're going to have disagreements, but all families have disagreements. You know, it's just how we respond to that and how we are as a teammate to each other. And I think our guys have done a really good job of doing that.
And I think anybody that that watches this team play can tell that a group of players has really kind of taken it upon themselves to become leaders out there. That everybody on the field kind of looks up to those players, and that's what every good team needs is a couple of guys to step up and be leaders.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, we got two of them sitting here right in front of me that you're going to talk to. They've done a really good job, but, I mean, you can go down the list on guys and just the whole the way we go about it and the way we talk about it. I mean, you could name any number of our kiddos, and they've all bought in.
And what's been the thing so far this season that has been most impressive to you, something that you just look at as you look back on the way things have developed so far, these first games? What is it this first half of the season that's really impressed you? You said, I'm really happy with how this is going.
Just how resilient the kids are. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about it all the time where there's highs and lows in a game, and we try to keep it as consistent as possible. And these kids, shoot, they help me keep it consistent. You know, they look at me in the eye and tell me, hey, this is how this is going to go and this play, and gives me some confidence, you know. But they've got that about them. But they're not arrogant by any stretch of imagination. They have a great deal of confidence about their abilities.
And other side of the coin, or some things you look at and you say, well, we have really got to work on this.
You know, that Trinity Valley game is going to stick with me. Hopefully, you know, just for this year, but it's just one of those times where, hey, what could have happened if? Now, does that mean I'm any less proud of my kids? No, not by any stretch of imagination. We've got a chance to do a lot of good things, and, you know, goals are out there that they've got that they talk about constantly, and I won't, that, you know, that they want to get to, and we have an opportunity for that. So that's something that I can look at and say, hey, we have room for improvement. Let's get it improved, and let's not make sure that ever happens again.
And as far as how this team has come together, especially the junior college level, that's always got to be difficult because you've only got 2 years. These guys are only – a lot of these guys are playing together for the very first time, this first year that they've really played together. How tough is it to get a group to come together in a team atmosphere when you've only got 1 or 2 years with these players?
You know, it can be a very difficult thing. It depends on, I think, your sophomore leadership. And, you know, because all these new freshmen, they come in, they have no idea anything about the program other than what they've been recruited to. But then you've got the sophomores that have been through it. We've got one here that's been through all the games last year. He knows exactly how we got to where we got to. And then he can be a voice box as well as other sophomores on, hey, this is what's expected. So that kind of helps once the expectations are set by the coaches, then the players. Then those freshmen will come around.
And one thing that I've been impressed with looking at the stats from the games is that it doesn't seem that that this is either a predominantly throwing team or predominantly running team. This has been a very balanced football team. We have seen the run supported by the pass and the pass supported by the run throughout the season for this Buccaneer offense.
Yeah, you know, I looked at it today. We're I think, within 125 yards of balance between yardage. So it does make it very difficult. Also, the number of people who have scored touchdowns for us, you can't just hone in on one guy on offense and say, hey, he's going to be a guy to do it. And then, you know, after all that's said and done with the receivers, the running backs, and then you got a dual-threat quarterback, and he ran for 94 yards last game and got us out of some big jams. You can't account for a running quarterback. It's just so difficult. It's like the 12th man. You just can't account for it.
All right. And on the other side of the football, defensively, it was just but a couple of years, two or three years ago, every game in this conference was you had teams, both teams in the 40s, in the 50s, and even into the 60s, and it seems like defenses are starting to reclaim this conference again, and teams are playing good, solid defensive football.
Well, you know, they are. I think they are catching up a little bit. I know our defense has done a really good job of this year of just bending and not breaking. But then also, I mean, they've got the turnover chain that they just brought out this last game, and they created turnovers. I mean, it gets us an opportunity. I think we scored all three times we got a turnover. And that, one, it stops their momentum, but then we gain momentum. It just snowballs into what it ended up being.
This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. We're talking Blinn Buccaneer football. Coach Ryan Mahon is with us, and we're going to talk with a couple of members of the Blinn Buccaneer football team coming up right after these words from our Brenham Sports Line sponsors.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
And welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. We are talking Blinn Buccaneer football with Coach Ryan Mahon and members of the Blinn Buccaneers. And Coach, if you could go ahead and introduce the players you brought with you here tonight.
Okay, to my direct left is Davion Boyd. He's our quarterback for us. And then Colby Peterson plays DB for us and done a really great job, the both of them.
All right, and so we will start with Davion, and first of all, thanks for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having us.
All right, great to have you here, and first of all, let's take a look back. This past weekend, big afternoon. You're taking on the defending conference champs, one of the top 10 teams in the nation. Again, it seems like we're playing a top 10 team every week, but outstanding effort. You were able to throw the football, run the football. What was it about the offensive scheme that really was clicking this past Saturday?
I think, like Coach Mahon said, those 2 weeks we had off gave us a lot of time to prepare ourselves for this upcoming game, and we had great weeks of practice. It was really good weeks of practice, so that transferred over to the game, and it helped us a lot.
And talk a little bit about the season as a whole, the way things have been going up to this point.
Things have been going great. Our team chemistry from beginning to end has been growing rapidly. I think that's what's been helping us so well, just knowing each other and how well we work together.
And and of course, last year was a successful season for the team, although at the end things sputtered there at the very end. But It was overall a successful season. What's going to be the difference this season? What do you think is going to make this season more successful?
I think the key is just nobody getting their egos too high, knowing that we're playing well. Everybody on the team is really confident about their own self, so just making sure we just play for each other as a whole will help us out.
And being part of a program when you look up in the locker room and stuff and you see or in the gym and you see those national championship banners and those conference championships and you think about the players that have gone on to play at the major college level and in the National Football League and you're part of this history now, how does that make you feel?
It feels really great, but like you said, they have those rings and stuff, and that's what we strive for. So mm-hmm. every day we come to practice. It's a business. We come, we suit up, and we go to work so we can get to that level.
And what are the things now? Still a lot of work to be done, a little over halfway through the season. What are the things that this team is going to have to do the next month and a half or so mm-hmm. to make this a successful season?
I think our major focus is putting our wins behind us, not bringing our stats on to the next game and all our big plays over to the next game, knowing that we got another game at hand. This is a new task, a new team. It's time to focus up on them and get the win.
All right, Davion, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and Colby, thanks for being with us tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you. And first of all, talk about how things have gone so far this season, how you feel the way things have gone.
I feel like things have gone really great. I'm a first-year player here, so I'm not sure really what went on last year, but from what I'm seeing, I just love the team chemistry, like Davion said. When we all first came in, everyone's a little quiet, a little shy, but as we continue to keep working and grinding with each other, I mean, those are your guys. You see them every single day. You wake up, see them right when you wake up and walk out your room for breakfast check. So team chemistry is definitely what's keeping us going right now. Yes, sir.
And how do you feel about the way that that your season is going?
I feel like it's going pretty good. You can just always keep working, always make improvements, stay in the film room. As well as staying on top of your classwork, grades and everything, that plays a big part of it, because without those grades, the season really can't keep moving forward for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And what are some of the things that you feel have been most important this season as far as the success of this football team?
Some of the most important things, I would just say just how we just, like Coach Mahon said, we don't break, so we've been through some stuff, every team goes through some stuff, but we overcome it. We drop it. If it's with your teammate, we come up at the end, shake them and break them. Whatever is going on, just leave it right there on the field. We're dropping it. We're going to move on to the next practice. We're going to move on to the next game.
And talk a little bit about the fact that every week in this conference, there's a chance you're going to be facing a ranked team. Over half the teams in this conference rank nationally. So every week you're facing an incredible team.
Yes.
There are no cupcakes on this schedule.
Right. Yes, sir. And we, as being the Blinn Buccaneers, we have a target on our backs. Everyone wants to come and beat Blinn, so we're going to get everyone's best. And Coach Mahon does a great job of preaching that, and I think everybody on the team really understands that people are going to try to come and they want to win against us, so that we're going to get everyone's best. And like you said, we are facing ranked opponents, but, going into the game, you just got to drop it. And at that point, no one's ranked. Score 0-0 at halftime, it's 0-0. You got to come out and continue to fight fast, second half, just like you did the first half.
And same thing I asked Davion, what's it like to be part of a program that I'm an old man, I've been here 30 years, but in the 30 years I've been here, has sent as many players not just to major colleges, but to the National Football League, as some of your big-time programs have.
Yes, sir. It feels really great, honestly, just knowing that Cam Newton and D.D. Westbrook and just major other guys just walked through the same doors and lived in the same dorm room. That just feels awesome, knowing that we have the same opportunity to fulfill our dreams just like they did. They were in our shoes. And they understand. Coach Mahon does a great job of making sure that we have that opportunity to continue to make it to the next level. And I think everyone right now is just working really hard and, like you said, looking up to those guys. And it plays a big role for us.
All right. And what's it going to take this Saturday now to go all the way up to Cisco and win that one?
It's just going to take a great team effort. Everyone's going to have to buy in and get on that bus and not let the bus ride affect us. As soon as you step on the bus, it's a business trip. It's going to be a business all week long during practice. We're just going to have to keep fighting and prepare ourselves mentally. It's going to be a mental factor. Yes, sir.
All right, Colby, thanks for being with us tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right. And Coach, as you listen to these players, to Colby and to Davion, what are some of the things that go through your head as you hear them both talk so glowingly about the team concept and the team aspect of this game?
Well, I guess we've reached them. You know, I mean, that's what you want them to say. But, you know, to actually hear them say it sincerely, it kind of touches my heart a little bit, because that's something that, you know, you try to build, you know, as a coach. You know, but they've got two good square heads on their shoulders. They're great kids. And, I mean, that's a reason why they're here. That's a big part of it. So I couldn't be more proud of them.
And we've talked a few times about the game coming up in Cisco. It is a long trip. And one of the things about when you get up there, you're playing right next to a cemetery.
Yeah, they got that as an advantage.
That's
got
to be intimidating.
Yeah, you know, it's something that I've dealt with, you know, my entire career while I've been, you know, in this conference. So it's something that's talked about kind of in jest. But, I mean, for the most part, outside of the cemetery aspect, it's, you know, it's a football field. It's the same shape and size as any other football field, and that's what we've got to focus on.
And I know, of course, you guys are on the field. We were up in the press box, and you look out behind the press box, and there could be old Aunt Blatty buried out there somewhere. I mean, it's kind of scary.
You know, I guess from your perception up there, yeah, you've got a better vantage point than we do. But yeah, it does make a definite interesting kind of place to play.
And it is actually it is a tough trip. That's a tough place to play. Every place in this conference is a tough place to go to.
Yeah, you know, and a large part of it is just because each team, you know, they have a following locally, you know, that they are behind that team, and you know that's good. What I have, or what we do, is we have a great bunch of parents that travel really well to all our games. I mean, we had parents that went out to Yuma last year during the bowl game. I mean, it wasn't just one set of parents. It was a whole bunch. So we're fortunate there. We've got a lot of, you know, buy-in by the kids, but also buy-in by the parents. So I couldn't be more pleased.
And one of the things that I just want to touch on real quick, that over the years, now there have been good times and bad times. There have been some runs, but it seems like it has been a long time since we have seen any kind of trouble with players at Blinn College. You look at some junior colleges and some very successful junior colleges, and they are always having to battle with kids having run-ins with the law, with the community. It's been a long time since we've had anything like that here at Blinn. What has it been? What defines a Blinn football player, a kid that you want in this program to represent Blinn College and to be a successful football player?
Well, I mean, you kind of nailed it in and of itself. Who do you want to be the face of your program? And I want all my kids to be able to do that. I want to be able to take any kid and have my son sit on my lap and be able to just have a conversation with them. I mean, these kids, it starts in the recruiting process. And, I mean, every kid comes to a junior college for many different reasons. I mean, good, bad, indifferent, doesn't make a darn. But do they fit what you're looking for in the program, and that's having a good kid that's going to represent Blinn College and themselves at a very high standard. That's what we started out with from the very beginning. So if I think you can start there and then work through it and grow them up, because that's part of our job as coaches is get these kids not only develop athletically, academically, but also socially. And that's a big reason why I coach. So and, you know, thank goodness that there hadn't been any troubles. But I think you get what you recruit. And if you do that with that in mind, I think you'll end up being okay on the back end.
And by the way, I want to apologize real quickly for using the term kids. These are young men.
Yes, there's no question.
And that's one thing I think that I think over probably the last 10 years or so has kind of differentiated Blinn is that we've got young men coming into this program. They're not kids. They act like young men, and they're expected to.
Yep, there's no question. They're held to the high standard, without a doubt. You know, like I said, we talk about that in recruiting, and if they don't want to come here and be held to that standard, that kids will tell you no. You know, so it's the kids that, hey, I know I got to get my grades right. I know I got to get graduated. I know I got to act right. I won't be around. Those kids, they know that up front, and then they come out here, and they follow the expectation, and they do a great job of it.
All right, and it's nice to see that not every junior college program is like the ones that you see on television that are glorified.
Ooh, yeah, I won't mention them.
Not mentioning
them.
Any school names.
I won't
names.
Mention them.
Not mentioning any names, but it sure would be nice to beat those guys in a bowl game, wouldn't it?
That would be very nice.
That would be real nice. That'd be real nice. Well, Davion, Colby, thanks an awful lot for being here tonight. Appreciate it, and good luck against Cisco, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And we'll see if we can raise another banner at Blinn College for this group.
That would be very nice, but we got to get through Cisco first.
That's it. Cisco is the next game. That's the most important. What's the most important game?
It's the next one. That's right.
There you go. Coach, appreciate it. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
All right. Coach Ryan Mahon with us here on the Brenham Sports Line. We also want to thank Davion and Colby for being with us this evening here on the Brenham Sports Line. And remind everybody that we're going to be taking open phones coming up here on the Sports Line. Open phone calls. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, including the Houston Astros, who took care of business this past afternoon. That's all coming up here on the Brenham Sports Line. We'll give you a chance to give us a call. 836-9937, 836-9937. Call us on the second half of the Brenham Sports Line. It's fair time in Austin County. Before you go to the fair, stop by Buck Ferguson Originals and see their great products and deals. Need boots? Buck Ferguson Originals has 28 different styles at 75% off during their last call boot sale, including Old Gringo, Liberty Black, Corral, Bed-Stuy, Free People, and more. If you want to be ready for cooler fall and winter weather, be sure to see their Songbird Patch Coat. This vintage-inspired oversized coat from Free People is pieced with contrast patch patterns and designs with front slip pockets. Also, a brand spanking new shipment of Simplified has just arrived. Get back to basics when cleansing and moisturizing your skin with Simplified. Pick up a sample set of 5 of their best-selling products in the fragrance of your choice. These sets also make gift-giving easier. They're perfect for birthdays, holidays, and hostess gifts. Buck Ferguson Originals is now a proud member of the Stride Right family, with its rich, deep heritage found in every shoe for your little ones. Shop at Buck Ferguson Originals, 4 South Holland in downtown Belleville, or online at buckfergusonoriginals.com.
You're a property owner and want a new metal barn, office building, workshop, storage building, or barndominium. There's one company that specializes in metal buildings all over Texas, DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, the folks at DDM Buildings have the expertise to help you from design to completion. Their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com can show you what your new metal building will look like. Quit imagining that new barn, storage building, or barndominium and get started by visiting them in person or through the website at ddmbuildings.com.
Chapel Hill Volunteer Fire Department will be celebrating Fire Prevention Week with a party at the fire station in Chapel Hill. So plan on coming out and bringing the kids on Monday, October 8th, starting at 6 p.m. They will have entertainment for the kids, crafts, fire safety lessons, prevention, and learning for all ages. Plus, they'll be serving our department.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The limousine that crashed in upstate New York, killing 20 people, failed a state inspection, according to officials who are trying to determine exactly what happened.
The NTSB nor the state police can say what they think may have caused the crash, but are calling it a high-energy impact.
If an entire engine block is moved back and basically crushed, moved back past the driver's seat, that would indicate there was a lot of force.
NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says his investigators will be on scene for the next several days as they look into the vehicle, the driver, roadway conditions, and more. Mark Remillard, ABC News, Schenectady, New York.
A hurricane warning now in effect for most of the Gulf Coast as Michael intensifies with 80-mile-per-hour winds.
Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades.
Florida Governor Rick Scott says the National Guard has been activated, and he anticipates Hurricane Michael bringing up to a foot of rain, flooding, and storm surge.
Every family must be prepared. Every family. Remember, we can rebuild your house, but we cannot rebuild your life. Take this seriously and keep your family safe.
Mandatory evacuations are in effect for parts of Panama City Beach. After over a week's delay, President Trump says he has had a nice talk with his Deputy Attorney General.
The White House would not say specifically if President Trump and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein talked about Rosenstein's job status when they met for about 45 minutes aboard Air Force One on the flight to Florida Monday. A White House official said they discussed law enforcement issues, border security, how to address violent crime in Chicago, and General Justice Department business. Earlier Monday, the president was asked if he had any plans to fire Rosenstein, and he said, quote, "No, I don't." Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
New Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is returning to the White House for a ceremonial swearing-in in about an hour. The president calls it a big night. Baseball action, the Astros sweep the Indians to advance to the American League Championship Series. This is ABC News.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Try the Tomorrow mattress for 365 nights risk-free at tomorrowsleep.com. Use promo code AWAKE4 for $125 off. tomorrowsleep.com.
Two Americans have won the Nobel Prize in Economics, each with a different focus on climate change, but one did not find out right away.
The Nobel people called Paul Romer twice at some odd hour to tell him he'd won their prize in economics.
And I didn't answer either one because I thought it was some spam call.
Spam, normally what we'd call an unwanted digital message, but we'll let that slide. The New York University professor has done groundbreaking research on technology and how governments can use it to fight climate change.
I wasn't expecting the prize.
He shares the honor with fellow American William Nordhaus from Yale, known as the father of climate change economics. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Netflix is in final negotiations to buy a multi-million-dollar studio complex in New Mexico, a state trying to get in on the movie-making map. Series already produced in New Mexico include Godless and Longmire. More than $14 million in state and local economic development funding being tapped to bring Netflix to New Mexico. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hello, I'm Josh Jablowski with another KWHI local news update. Washington County Commissioners approved a set of interlocal agreements at their meeting on Monday. The court addressed three agreements, one for volunteer fire departments in the area, another with the City of Burton, and a third with the Brazos Valley Council of Governments. The first agreement calls for additional funding for the fire departments based on incentives. The agreement with the City of Burton details an exchange of services for the county's paramedic station in Burton. And the third agreement is a five-year renewal of the Brazos Valley Wide Area Communications System. A Brenham man faces an assault charge after his arrest Sunday afternoon. Just after 12 noon, Corporal Ashley Burns responded to the 2300 block of Becker Drive in reference to an assault. According to police, 28-year-old Mario Chavez of Brenham allegedly threatened the victim with a weapon. Chavez was taken into custody for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He was taken to the Washington County Jail. The Burton City Council will consider a donation for potential city park improvements at tonight's meeting. The council will discuss a possible donation to the city's Beautification and Ordinance Compliance Committee. The council has not decided on an amount or if it will pursue making the donation. They will also look at an interlocal agreement recently approved by the Washington County Commissioners for an exchange of services at the county's new paramedic station in Burton. The council will meet this afternoon at 5:30 at Burton City Hall. And authorities were called out to an auto pedestrian accident in Burnham early Sunday morning. Just after 1 o'clock, a pedestrian was struck on the 2600 block of Gun and Rod Road near the entrance to Gun and Rod Estates by a northbound vehicle. The pedestrian, a 21-year-old male, whose name has not been released, was transported to the hospital by EMS ambulance with unknown injuries. Investigation continues. Friendly Country forecast calling for about a high of 86 for the afternoon with about a 50% chance of rain. Rainy overnight, low of 74. I'm Joshua Bloschke for KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Hey, ranchers, this is Scotty Schwartz, Campbell Livestock, wanting to invite y'all to our fall replacement bull and female sale that will be held on Saturday, October 13th at 12 o'clock. We will have around 800 females and 40 bulls. We will have 15 South Charley bulls, 12 Brahman bulls, also have some Brangus, Angus, and some good Herbert bulls coming from Bill Breeding. Great group of bulls. Our 800 females will be pairs, breds, and open heifers. Have lots of pairs and bred cows that will be from 3 to 5 years old. We have 50 heavy bred Brangus heifers coming from one ranch, and they are very nice. Our open heifers will be Angus, Brangus, Brahman, Hereford, Beefmaster, and we'll have a great selection of F1 open heifers and three-quarter blood heifers that will be fair eligible. So what a better time to come buy some cattle on October 13th at Cowboy Livestock at 12 o'clock noon. As you always hear from us at Cowboy Livestock, we appreciate your business and we back our customers and cattle up 100%. Come see us on October the 13th.
Washington County Tractor in Brenham has the new upgraded PowerStar tractor from New Holland. It offers extra large comfort with extra small operating costs. Both the cab and the flat deck operator platform give you unmatched visibility and comfort controls. The new 74 horsepower Tier 4B engine reduces fuel consumption by up to 13% to decrease your costs. That's New Holland Smart. Make the new Holland PowerStar tractor from Washington County Tractor in Brenham a key member of your farming family.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, October 9th, Craig will be speaking with Joel Romo about the Chapel Hill Scarecrow Festival and Shay Janner from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Doc and the Boss heading to Darlington County. Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Here on AM 1280 KWHI and FM 101.7, as well as KWHI.com and on our Facebook page, live streaming at this very moment. And feel free to give us a call, 836-9937. That's 979-836-9937. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about here in the second half of the program. Want to thank Coach Ryan Mahon along with Davion and Colby for joining us here in the first half of the Sports Line as we talked Blinn Buccaneer football, Bucks and the Cisco Wranglers coming up this Saturday in Cisco. And then homecoming the following Saturday right here on KWHI and KWHI.com and FM 101.7. That is the following Saturday. The Blinn Buccaneers right now 5-1. And looking to make another run and keep up the success, one of the most successful football programs, junior college football programs in the nation, and they just keep on winning. Coming up, Astros get a few days off. The Astros finished off the Indians, much to my chagrin, not because I'm anti-Astros or anything. I love the Astros. I like the Astros. However, I picked the Indians to go to the World Series. Shows you what I know. You know, I thought, you know, they flew in under the radar, but apparently there was a reason they were under the radar, as they just got whooped. Three games. Astros just made short work of the Indians. Astros move on. If you missed it this afternoon, Astros trailed 2-1, put three runs on the board in the seventh, and then exploded for six runs in the eighth. That was all she wrote. Two more homers for George Springer. Is there a better big game hitter in the big leagues? George Springer always seems to just explode at the big moments. Two more home runs in this game gives him three for the series, and three homers in three ball games. Carlos Correa blasted a three-run homer in that eighth inning. Colin McHugh in relief gets the victory. And Dallas Keuchel started five innings, gave up two runs, left lead, trailing 2-1. But Colin McHugh gets the job done. The Astros bullpen didn't do a bad job in this series, and that was a question mark going in: was how could the Astros bullpen do? How would they do? They have the best starting rotation in all of baseball. I firmly believe that. Wasn't too sure about the bullpen, and the hitting had been somewhat suspect throughout the season this year. That's kind of why I thought maybe Cleveland might surprise some folks, but shows you how much I know. Yeah. And apparently the travel plans are now over for our good friend Coach Van Hook. Yeah, he's going to have to just come on back, and that's it. His season is, it's not over with. He'll still be out there scouting talent, but he won't be going to any more playoff games. Boston and the Yankees getting started in New York tonight. Boston hung on to win the first game. Second game, a different story. David Price may be the worst good pitcher as far as the playoffs come ever. David Price, a dominating pitcher. You look at his numbers, it's phenomenal. What a career he's had. 0-9 in the postseason. The teams he's pitched for have lost all 10 games he has ever started in postseason baseball. If he starts another playoff game, there needs to be a congressional investigation. He's 0-10 in his career, or 0-9, excuse me, in his career as a playoff starter, and his ERA is up over 6. So it's not like Kershaw for the Dodgers, where he had lost 4 or 5 postseason starts in a row, had pitched well in a couple of them, had struggled in a couple, but had pitched pretty well in a couple of ball games, just had some tough luck. Not the story with David Price. He just flat can't get it done in the postseason, and proof positive of that on Saturday. Red Sox trying tonight at New York. If New York wins tonight, that could be all she wrote. That'll give him a 2-1 lead. New York's got, I think, by far the best bullpen in all of baseball. And all they got to do is get four innings out of their starters, and you're sunk. You're done. You're through. Because they will continue to just run reliever after reliever after reliever in there at you. And they are built for postseason baseball. And they got the big bashers as well. So we'll see if the Red Sox can get it done tonight. Meanwhile, in the National League, things not looking good for the Braves. Sorry, Coach Mark, but looks like the Dodgers are going to eliminate Atlanta. Dodgers lead it right now. Game is in the eighth inning. It's 6-2 Dodgers pulling away in game four. Dodgers lead the series 2-1. Atlanta came through last night with a big win. Was nice to see. But looks like L.A. is back on track. It will be L.A. and likely L.A. and Milwaukee in the National League Championship. Milwaukee made quick work of the Colorado Rockies. And a lot of people were cheering for the Rockies, kind of the underdog. They were kind of the sweethearts of the postseason. But they were 3-3 as Milwaukee took care of Colorado. Pitching was just phenomenal. They did not allow Colorado much at all in the way of offense. 2 runs in the opening game, and that was it. Shut them out game 2, game 3. So it looks like Milwaukee and the Dodgers in the National League, Astros and either Boston or the Yankees in the American League. And the Astros will get some rest. They get a chance to kick back and take it easy as the Yankees and the Red Sox will duke it out at least 2 more ball games. Don't be surprised if they actually go 5 in this series. It's just the way the Red Sox and the Yankees are. Plenty of other things going on in the big wide world of sports. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. We'll take your calls here on the Brenham Sports Line. How about that Cub win Friday night? Awesome win for the Cubs. Really, it seemed like for all intents and purposes, the game was over at halftime, 31-7. Eastview on top. Thought, well, it's not good if Eastview comes out, scores early in the second half. This ball game is over. Well, it was the Cubs that scored their first 2 series of the second half. And Alden Schrader came in, provided a spark, then unfortunately had to leave the game with a leg injury. But Garrison Weiss goes back in at quarterback, leads the team on the 2 drives in the fourth quarter that brought him back all the way, including the game winner. Zaron Smith catching that little swing pass out of the backfield, heading down to the left corner and diving and literally clipping the pylon with the football for the game-winning touchdown. And just an amazing comeback for the Cubs, 35-34. And Coach Elliot Allen, though, summing everything up afterwards when he was talking to Tommy Lange, telling Tommy, we can't do this. That's how the Cubs won their game 3 weeks ago. The non-district victory, and right before the start of the district schedule. Then last week against Cedar Creek, the Cubs didn't get anything going until the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, they made a football game out of it. So these are some cardiac Cubs out there, but would like to see them play a complete game. I'd like to see them play as well in the first, second, and third quarters as they do in the fourth quarter. And would sure make things a lot easier on the fans and the coaches. But the Cubs at 1-1 now in district play, sitting in a good spot. They're on the road at the game that the UIL in its infinite wisdom decided was a district game, a 2.5-hour drive to Marble Falls. I've already told you what a bunch of idiots I think the UIL is, but I've said that already in the past. We won't go there. It's just a district game. We're going to have to do it. 7:30 kickoff Friday night, 7 o'clock pregame on KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. We've got open lines, 836-9937, 836-9937. Good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Hey, Doc, on that Friday night game?
Yeah.
The heart that these kids had to stick with it when you're down in a hole so far like that and to keep fighting and to keep fighting and keep fighting, it was just something unbelievable. It felt so good. I was out here at the farm. You couldn't hear anything. I got closer to Brenham, You could hear a little bit more. There's some Mexican music coming in, and then a little bit of Brenham would come through, and the game was getting a little bit better because halftime I didn't hear what was going on, and the queen was crowned. I didn't even hear any of that. It's just like, oh, man, 31-7. This thing is done. I got a little bit closer. It's coming in clear, man. I was like, I was glued to this truck stereo, man. And at the very end, there it was, tied the game up. I'm like, all right, we're going in overtime. We're going to win this thing. Something's going to happen here, and we kick that extra point, win this thing. Couldn't believe how they stuck it out and just kept on and kept on and kept on. And that takes a lot to stick with it when you're that 4-0.
And I tell you, the last three games, the one 3 weeks ago, the non-district win over the team from Houston, rallied in the fourth quarter to win that one. Last week was basically out of the ball game. It was over and done going into the fourth quarter. Made a game out of it. Got it back to within manageable post. Didn't finish the job, but came back. So the team is showing a lot of heart in staying in these games. I know that, but Coach Allen would sure like to see these guys not have to stage these dramatic comebacks.
Right. And just like today's Astros game, you know, the stands were cleared out, and you hate to see people leave thinking the game's over and then miss the best part of it. So
that's it. That's it. Boy, the Astros, I tell you, this team is built for the postseason.
Hey, give those arms some rest. Amen.
And man, what a finish by the Astros. But what'd you think of the race yesterday?
I didn't get to see it. I don't get ESPN or any of those NBC N2s or any of those extra ones, man. If it didn't come on ABC, CBS, or any of those channel 2, 3, 26s, I don't get to see it. So.
I tell you what, and the thing is it was, of course, the Dover Mile yesterday, and that's always one of my favorite races. Is Dover? That is a tough track. Whoop! You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm so far out in the country, I'm about a yay wall bottom, so I don't know if I can.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Well, appreciate.
Yeah, I kind of like the way they mixed it up on that other track, and they made that little road track course thing out of there. It sure made it a lot more interesting out of just going in a big old mile and a half semicircle all day long. So.
Yeah, they made it interesting. They keep trying a few new things every year, and I like that. I enjoyed that race a couple of weeks ago.
And you can actually sit there and watch it. So instead of like over in California, where half the race is so far you can't see it.
Right.
You know, over a hill and around a corner, you can't see until it just comes zooming by, and then you watch a couple of zigzags, and they're gone again. So, yeah, this is a pretty good idea, Buck.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call.
Take care. You bet. Take care.
All right. Give us a call, 836-9937. 836-9937. Give us a call here on the Burnham Sports Line, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've got open phones, and give us a call, 836-9937 here on the Sports Line. And good evening. You're on the Burnham Sports Line.
Good afternoon, Sports Doc.
Hey, what's going on?
You are one tremendous person and everything.
Oh, jeez. Oh, don't
you
start
really
that.
You are. I just always think about you so much that you should be the man of the year or whatever and all. Whatever you got, buddy.
I need to hire you as my publicity coordinator. I'll tell you that.
Well, I would be in line for a promotion like that, buddy. I would be in line for a promotion. Doc, I can tell you, you have even old Tommy Lange. He's pretty damn good and everything. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the big thing about it. But Sports Doc, I just have to come together with you. And for what you did for my little grandson.
Oh, man. I tell you what, he came in and gave that team one heck of a spark Friday night.
I think so, too.
Absolutely.
That's the big thing, Doc. I just can't thank you enough.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure,
well,
Edgar.
That's the big thing. I just, hope everything goes through with him.
he's got his land up for having to get his, like the x-rays or whatever and stuff, and I'll have to see what's going to happen. So,
well, hopefully we can get some good news.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I just have to thank the sports guy.
Shoot. That is my pleasure. Enjoy it immensely, my friend.
Well, hope everything goes through with that, and you just keep up your spirits, too, and all, because I know you've gone through hell and high water, too.
Yeah.
I know you have.
It's all good. It's all good, my friend.
That's right. How's your mom? Everybody doing good?
Everybody's doing great. She's looking forward to coming back here in a couple of weeks.
That's great. It's getting that time of the winter, isn't it?
That's it. She's ready to make that move south for the winter.
Boy, that's great, Doc. That's really great and all. And I just always think about you so much and all, because my wife even told me, she said, I told her the other day, I said, you may need a little support. You need a walking stick. And she told me later, she said, I saw the sports doc and all, he's got a walking stick. So
you betcha.
That's right. And I told her, I said, and I said, if the sports doc got it, I said, you can handle it. So that's the big thing about it. But I just thank you so much for what you do for all the radio station, Doc, and you know that, Nolan. I just love you from one end to another. I hope that your mother can come back and start cooking for you again.
There you go. I need to put on some of them winter pounds.
Yeah, because I know you have those little pot roast or something like that. But I know your mom has to take care of you, though, Doc.
Absolutely.
That's true, though. But I really appreciate what you do for the sports and everything, for what you have, Doc. And I just hope everything, how's your Dallas is going?
Going good, my friend.
That's great, Doc. That's the big thing and all. And I talked to your buddy Montana at the fair.
Okay.
He's got everything pretty good. It looks good so far, at least, anyway.
Absolutely.
But that's true, though, Doc. Well, thank you so much. And I just had to call you and let you know how much we think about you and what you've done for us. And appreciate what the good Lord has given you, and hold in there and do everything you can, buddy.
Well, thank you very much, Edgar. I appreciate it, my friend. And
all right.
We're keeping our fingers and toes crossed that when the doctors get done with Alden, everything's going to be fine.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
All right. You have a great night.
All right, good night.
Good night. All right, I want to thank good friend Edgar for calling in here on the Brenham Sports Line. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. We are winding things down here on the Brenham Sports Line. Again, it's going to be a few more nights before Astros baseball comes back. Astros now just kind of kicking back, waiting on the Yankees and the Red Sox. Well, we talked a little bit about football. Let's talk a little bit about volleyball. Brenham Cubettes, all alone, second place in the district at 7-2 after that nice win this past Friday night over Magnolia. Cubettes hosting Paytow School out of Katy coming up tomorrow night at the Brenham High Gym. And while you are there, go on out. And while you're there, take a look at some of the items that a week from tomorrow night, when the Cubettes host A&M Consolidated in the battle of the two top teams in the district. 1 week from tomorrow night, it's going to be Dig Pink Night. It's one of my favorite nights of the year. It's a very special night where they raise funds for the American Cancer Society and the Side Out Foundation, the incredible work that the Side Out Foundation does raising funds for cancer research. And it's a special night. It's an emotional night. They actually raffle off a ton of items and a lot of stuff, and a lot of people donate stuff, we'll have Coach Debbie Yeager and members of the Cubettes next week right here on the Brenham Sports Line to talk about how special Dig Pink Night is. And we're also going to talk about a pretty damn good volleyball team too, as we said, they are 7-2, all alone in second place in the district, and they are playing Katy Paytow, the new school that's in the district, tomorrow night at the Brenham High Gym. And a lot of the items that are going to be up for raffle in the for Dig Pink Night will be out. Bluebell buckets, and you can help support the Side Out Foundation and Dig Pink Night, and support the Cubettes by coming on out and cheering for them in a huge, huge game. Of course, tomorrow night with Katie Paytow, and then 1 week from tomorrow night with A&M Consolidated. And we'll have that match next week for you here on AM 1280, KWHI FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. All right. And meanwhile, the Burton Lady Panthers are going to be home tomorrow night. They are undefeated in district play, 9-0. Coach Katie Kiki's got that team playing some outstanding volleyball right now. They are rolling in the district. They will host Somerville tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Burton Gym. And I want to urge everybody to go on out and support the Lady Panthers. And Round Top Carmine on the road tomorrow night. They're at McDade RTC in second place, right behind the Lady Panthers. And they will battle it out Friday at the Burton Gym. RTC in Burton, so should be a dandy. And so, tell you what, we're going to hear from some of our sponsors, and then we're going to wrap it up here on the Brenham Sports Line.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
The Chapel Hill Scarecrow Festival is Friday and Saturday, October 13th and 14th. Tune in to Friendly Country KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7 on Saturday from 9 till 11 for live reports from the Scarecrow Festival. We'll tell you about the entertainment, the arts and crafts available, and all about the scarecrows on display. This live broadcast from the Scarecrow Festival is brought to you by Chapel Hill Bank, K&H Portable Toilet, Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, and the Chapel Hill Historical Society.
That'll do it for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. And want to thank Coach Ryan Mahon and Davion and Colby from the Blinn Buccaneer football team for joining us. And wish them the best of luck Saturday at Cisco. It's a long ride. It ain't a very fun place to play football. So just go up there, whoop their butts, and come on back. That's my advice to you. Also, I want to thank our callers for joining us tonight, making the open phone part a fun portion of the program. And again, remind everybody, Astros baseball, sooner or later, Astros will be taking on the either the Red Sox or the Yankees. They've got a few days to sit back and enjoy. Don't forget Wednesday night, Aggie football show, as the Aggie coaches show. coming up Wednesday night, and then Friday night, Cub football at Marble Falls here on KWHI, KWHI.com, and our FM station, 101.7. Have a great week. We'll see you again next Monday night. Same bat time, same bat channel on the Brenham Sports Line.